the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Where did I put that letter? Oh, I got a letter from Anna Maria, which she was talking about, you know, this is an axe I grind all the time. In the story of the Canaanite woman who comes to Jesus and they translate it, even the dogs eat the crumbs. I always point out the word dog is not in the text. The word dog is not in the text. It's not there. The word in Greek for dog is kios, and this is kinarion, which means puppy.
Nip well, she, it in the bud.
Nip, exactly. It's just, it's heresy. It's neo, you know, this attitude that's, well, Jesus, you know, Jesus, of course, learned things. He learned how to make a table and chairs from Joseph. He learned to speak Aramaic at his mother's breast. He learned Hebrew in the synagogue school, I imagine. But he didn't learn moral virtue because he was immaculately conceived, as was his blessed mother. And the effect of original sin was to darken the intellect and weaken the will. The conscience was dimmed, but it's still there in us. But in a person who was conceived without the effects of original sin, as was our Lord Jesus, the conscience was intact. He didn't have to learn morality. St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, morality is built into us, even those of us who were conceived in sin. So Jesus didn't have to learn morality. And the people who say that Jesus had to learn not to be a racist from the Canaanite woman, I call them neo-Nestorians. The Nestorian heresy said that the humanity of Jesus was completely separate from the divinity of Jesus, that these were two completely separate, ununited natures. And that's why the Council of Chalcedon called Mary the Mother of God, to point out that those two natures were indivisible in the same divine person. So anybody who tells you that Jesus had to learn is what I call a neo-Nestorian, and it was a heresy condemned in the early days of the church. The point of it being, well, not only is the new Nestorianism, neo-Nestorianism, talking about the separate natures of Jesus, that they're not related to each other, what they're saying is heinous, because we believe that the nature of Jesus, the human nature of Jesus, Jesus has a fully human nature and a fully divine nature, but the humanity of Jesus is the humanity of Adam before the fall. He's the new Adam. It's a perfect humanity. And the neo-Nestorians, they say, no, Jesus wasn't all that, so you don't have to worry about it. I remember hearing a preacher, a currently popular theologian for whom I have great affection and pray for him and his conversion regularly. This theologian says that, you know, Jesus, when he was probably was working at Sepphoris, which was sucked up all of the labor in Galilee, and Joseph probably worked there. I imagine that's true. He said, oh, he must have looked at the plumbing and the beautiful mosaic floors and just been so envious that his mother and father, Joseph and Mary, didn't have that in their mud hut in Nazareth. Jesus was envious. Isn't that one of the seven deadly sins? And he talked about how Jesus must have just suffered with longing because he was alone. Lust, isn't that one of the seven deadly sins? This is rank heresy. Jesus was fully human, but his humanity was the humanity to which we all strive and which we all know inside of ourselves is true humanity, the humanity of Adam before the fall. And no matter who you hear say it, that Jesus had to learn morality, this is Nestorianism. This is a neo-Nestorianism, I believe, and a serious heresy. Well, let's go back to this nice letter from Anna Maria. Well, Anna Maria sent me a lovely letter about someone she was reading, a Father Charcot, who also talks about the puppy nature of the text. And it points out that before being tamed, the dog was for a long time a wolf. This is interesting. Jesus, leaving his country, finds himself in southern Lebanon where the culture is different. The little dogs have been domesticated there. You know, Jews liked puppies, but they weren't a favorite animal of the Jews. But Romans and Greeks, they just loved little dogs, lap dogs and puppies. Well, very interesting that the supreme mark of friendship on the part of their master, they have the privilege at the end of meal of finishing off the leftovers. To each nation is an emblematic animal. the small Lebanese dogs. Jesus contrasts with the sheep of Israel, who are lost. He mentions, I've been sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, not to the puppies of Lebanon. So there's a contrast. It isn't xenophobia, but a clear idea of his duty. He's coming and fulfilling the concrete, real dimension of the incarnation. So, Anna Maria, this is lovely. Thank you for sending me this. That contrast between the puppies of Lebanon and the sheep of Israel. The idea that these two nations are compared to these beloved animals, you know, I had failed to notice that. It's really beautiful. So thank you for that.